So I asked this to Katie. I'd be interested to hear what you had to say. Can you put into perspective what it means to see 807 on the scoreboard, not just from Katie, but just from a female swimmer in the 800?
I hadn't thought about that, Jeff. You know, obviously it's an outstanding swim for her. And we'll go back and try and get better, believe it or not.
Chris, is it as close to a perfect race as she's ever swum for you?
I don't know if it's close to a perfect race. Given the circumstances, especially at the end of a long week, I think that you have to give it a little special boost on how good it was, meter.
She looked really... I told Dave she looked like, you know, the horse in the race that just has its ears back and it's just running free. She just looked really high in the water, kick, everything looked perfect.
Yeah, I think there's something a little special in her. I say at the end of a long week, which is true, but I also think there's something special for her when she knows it's her last race of the week, the last race of a long week, the last race of a long summer. So she doesn't have to worry or think about or manage any energy going forward.
Do you already imagine in which way she could improve?
Oh, yes. Many ways we can get better.
Which?
I knew you'd ask that. Her turns are still not particularly good, and we've already set up some time to work on those, although I will say tonight her last turn was particularly good. But that's the area we can get better. She, of course, can get stronger. We just have to figure out how to swim at shorter distance races over a longer distance.
That's a nice problem to have, right?
It is.
Chris, she's... these people who, like Michael, seems to be totally impervious to expectation and pressure. Is that a native thing, or is that something you guys work on together, or both?
You know, I don't know that we actively work on it. You know, a lot of the things that she has from a mental standpoint is I challenge myself as a coach to figure out, is it nature or nurture? And it's a balance between the two, I'm sure.
Yeah. What do you think that you'll look back on this meet, you know, 20 years from now, what will stand out for you? Was it the 1500, 200 double, or this race? Or what stands out for you?
You know, certainly the 1500, 200 double was the harder, grittier part of the week. And yet, you know, this swim was, from a swimming standpoint, the better swim than either one of those two. So maybe it's apples and oranges.
Is this meet for you guys a stepping stone or a thing unto itself, or both?
I would say both. Help me answer the question there. I mean, it was a focus for us, certainly. And, you know, there's a unique combination here with the World Championships that's not an Olympic Games. So it's, it can stand by itself in that way.
Bruce, when you obviously as one of the coaches on the team, you know, how do you feel about, you know, your I guess the way you've risen through the ranks in the past, I guess it's been here almost 2 years since you started working with Katie. I guess maybe your stature, how do you feel about
that? You know, just like the athletes, coaches come on to the national team trips as rookies. And just like the athletes, we're expected to contribute right away. There's none of this, you know, getting used to it. You're thrown into the fire. And I would hope as the second or third or fourth one comes along that you can, you know, contribute in more ways, more varied ways than you could on your first one, just like the athletes.
You can read her by this point, I'm sure, out of the water as well as in the water. Did you see her kind of exhale in a big way after that race and on the medal stand and everything else?
She looked happy, which is a good thing. I mean, that's what you want for your athletes.
Does she ever look unhappy?
She can look unhappy. She can look tired. You know, the night of the 1500, right. 200 double, she was very tired in her eyes. You could see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this right back in the water for Katie, right back to the drawing board for you, or do you guys feel like you could take a little time to breathe and appreciate
it? I don't
this?
Know if she told you or not. I'm probably allowed to say this. I hope she's getting her wisdom teeth out this week. So, no, we're not getting right back in the water. So, I'll take at least that amount of time off.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.